Welcome to Mountain State Baptist Church, Seekers Sunday School class. Are you reading the Bible every day, praying every day? If you need help with it, tell us. We'll get you a schedule right here. There's still a Bible Readers Banquet coming up in January, good Lord willing. Good Lord willing. Brother Butch, would you pray for us, please? Verily, verily, open your Bible to John chapter 10. The Bible's the only way out of the dark. We're in verse 10. We finished the first nine. I'm not going to read the review, really. We'll just go ahead and start in verse 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The thief does not enter the flock to help. He's not to help, but to harm and to take life. It's why the thief has come. Imposter, if you will. Verse 11, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Let's look at that in Titus 2. Titus 2:11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. When did it appear, Brother Rick? Well, it was on the cross of Calvary. It wasn't done in a corner. It was done in the open. It was in the center of your flat map for the whole world to see. It was on the cross that grace came, that God sent it. Verse 12, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, ungodly in this present world. That's for the church. That's aimed right at me. That's what I'm supposed to do. Grace teaches me that. The cross teaches me that. It's for the church. Verse 13, looking for that blessed hope. Hey, he's still coming. He's still coming for the church. And the glorious appearing. It's not going to be a regular old appearing. It's going to be a glorious appearing when he comes back. The rapture is going to be glorious. And the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It's going to be beyond usual, his coming. It's not going to be ordinary. Which Christ are you talking about, Brother Rick? Well, the one who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak, exhort, and rebuke with all authority, that no man despise thee. We saw the verily, verily, we saw the door. We saw how the shepherd or the porter would be the door and lay across the doorway and let the friends in and keep the enemies out, keep the danger out, harm out. Let's check it out again here in Deuteronomy 9:26. Deuteronomy 9:26. I prayed therefore unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, destroy not thy people and thine inheritance, which thou hast redeemed through thy greatness. We're talking about a great Savior, a good shepherd and a great shepherd, which thou hast brought forth out of Egypt by a mighty hand. And then Philippians 2:8. In the Old Testament, you had the sheep dying for the shepherd. Many, many sacrifices. But now, the good shepherd died for the sheep. The good shepherd of the past. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. We're talking about the good shepherd that gave his life, that laid down his life. Verse 12 and 13, now back to John 10. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he's an hireling and careth not for the sheep. The hireling does not know his sheep, doesn't care for his sheep, and they don't care for him. They don't know him. They're not for him. Cult leaders and religious leaders get rich off their followers. Maybe even televangelists. I'm not sure. Christ provides for and protects his sheep. That's what he does. I'm talking about the good shepherd. The good shepherd. Verse 14. Here's one of those verily, verily, it's double, double. 11 and 12. He says, or 11 and 14. He says, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. Do you know him this morning?
Yes, sir.
One little lost lamb, and here I am. If there had just been one, the good shepherd would have came to redeem just one. He's the door, and he's the lamb, and he's the good shepherd. He's everything. Oh, Jesus is to me my everything, and I bless the day he comes. He has the credentials to be the good shepherd of the past. He has the credentials. He has a testimony to be the great shepherd of the present. He has the credentials to be the chief shepherd of the future. He's everything. He's demonstrated. He's identified himself with us sheep. I'm amazed that he's not ashamed of me. That he's not ashamed of us. Why is he not ashamed of the brother? Why is he not ashamed of us? He's demonstrated, his teachings demonstrated, his life demonstrated, his miracles demonstrated that he was the Messiah.
Yeah.
Let's look at it in Psalm 22. I'm talking about the good shepherd of the past. He proved himself in the past. He proved himself on Calvary. He gave his life for the sheep. He was interested in others, nothing for himself. Psalm 22, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That came from Matthew 27:46. You're familiar with it, right? Immediately our mind goes back to Calvary. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? The work on the cross was lonely work. Redemption work's lonely work. Until the transaction was done is what they sang about. It's how long he stayed on the cross till it was done, till it was paid for. Why art thou so far from helping me? The distance, up Calvary's mountain, one dreadful morn, walked Christ my Savior, weary and worn. The distance, the Father had to turn his back on the Son for the first time ever when he took Rick's sin. The Father can't look at sin. He had to turn his back. He had to turn his back. The distance is so far from helping me, from the words of my roaring. the despair in verse 2, "Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season am not silent." The Father had to abandon the Son for the 3 hours of darkness He hung on the cross for me. "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confounded." And this is the Lord talking. "He became a worm because I'm a worm. And He took my place because I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head." This is what they saw around the cross. This is what they said around the cross. They shake the head saying, "He trusted on the Lord that He would deliver him. Let Him deliver him, seeing He delighteth in him. But thou art He that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me. The Roman soldiers have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me." This is what they saw around the cross. "They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water. All my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, is melted in the midst of my bowels." David describes a crucifixion 1,100 years before. It's what he's doing here. "The good shepherd. My strength is dried up like a potsherd. My tongue cleaveth to my jaws. And thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me." Dogs and hogs are lost people. It was lost people surrounded the cross. The Roman soldiers, the bulls, the oxen have compassed me. "The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. The religious leaders, they pierce my hands and my feet. I may kill all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. The Lord of glory, the Creator, they're gambling for His robe. But be not thou far from me, O Lord. O my strength, haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from a sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorn. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee." This is the Lord. This is the big Lord. It's the capital Lord, 23. "Ye that fear the Lord, praise Him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify Him. Fear Him, all ye seed of Israel, for He hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted. Neither hath He hid His face from him, but when he cried unto him, he heard him. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever, and all the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord. All the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, the big Lord. He's the governor among the nations. All they that be fat upon the earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him. And none can keep alive his own soul. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare His righteousness unto a people that shall be born." That's us. "That He hath done this, and He said it is finished. He hath done it." Deuteronomy 9:4. I'm talking about the good shepherd of the past. Deuteronomy 9:4. "Speak not thou in thine heart, after that the Lord thy God hath cast them out from before thee, saying, My own, for my righteousness the Lord has brought me in to possess this land, but for the wicked. It wasn't my righteousness. We just saw a picture of it all through chapter 22. It wasn't my righteousness. I wasn't even there. He paid for mine before I got here. Right there in Deuteronomy 8:17. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of my hand hath gotten me this wealth. No, no, no. It's not my righteousness. It's not my power. It's not my wealth. It's the good shepherd of the past. It's the good shepherd of the past is what it is. I checked out that good. It means valid. Sometimes it means valid. Yeah, I still got a valid driver's license. It might not be very long, but it's valid right now. It's valid today. Sometimes good means legal.
Yeah.
Legal. The Lord Jesus Christ. He had a legal name. Lord was His title. Jesus was His earthly name. Christ is His family name. On His Father's side, He's the Messiah.
Yeah.
On the Father's side. It's a legal name. Sometimes good means complete. Sufficiently perfect. I want to go ahead and say that the good shepherd is sufficiently perfect to be a shepherd, to be a savior. Sometimes good means having moral qualities. He was moral. He fulfilled the whole law. He kept every detail. He has the qualities which God's law requires. That's what the word good means. The good shepherd's what I'm talking about. Sometimes good means proper. Sometimes it means fit. Now, he was fit physically, but he was fit for the job. He was the fit man that would lose the scapegoat in the wilderness because he knew what he made the wilderness. He knew where every rock was, every cliff, every pine tree. I'm talking about a fit man. Sometimes good means fit. Well adapted to the end. You can stick with him to the end because he'll stick with you. His plan is to stick with you to the end. I'm talking about the good shepherd of the past is what I'm talking about. Sound. I go to buy a horse. I take the vet over and have him check it out. See if he's sound. I want to go ahead and tell you the good shepherd's sound. He's sound. He's healthy. He's uncorrupted. He's suitable to the taste. Go ahead and taste and see. I'm talking about the good shepherd of the past. This is what good means. It means to cure. He'll cure you what ails you. He cured me. He cured me. Beneficial. Sometimes good means beneficial. He's a beneficial shepherd. He's the good shepherd of the past. Suited to strength or assist. He'll assist you this morning. He is the good shepherd. He'll take the rod and the staff, jerk you up over the cliff, and take you back home. He'll put you over the shoulder and take you all the way home. Talking about good, the good shepherd of the past. Useful. He's useful. You know what? He loves it when we use Him. Whenever I use it, I say, God, I need help. Would you please help? He likes that. He likes to help. He likes to help you. He's useful. You can use Him. This is an everyday book. You can use it every day. It's useful. Valuable. He's a valuable shepherd. Competent. Go ahead and say He done passed the intelligent test. He's not just willing. He's able. He's not just able to do it. He's wanting to do it. Favorable. Good shepherd. Good means sometimes favorable. Convenient for any purpose. He's right at hand. A God at hand. Wasn't that way in the Old Testament? He's convenient. You carry Him around with you. He's a good shepherd, is what I'm saying. He's good for business. He'll stand for business. He's good if you want to go camping. For a station, for a camp. He's good to take camping with you. He's good to take to work for business with you. He's well qualified. He's able. He's ready. I'm talking about the good shepherd. These are definitions for good. There's only about 75 of them. Hope you don't go to sleep here. He's kind. Good means kind, benevolent. He's a giver. He's affectionate. Faithful. Can I go ahead and say faithful? I'm not faithful. He's faithful. The good shepherd's faithful. He promotes happiness. He's pleasant. He's agreeable. He's prosperous. He'll make you prosperous. He's not ashamed of Brother Rick. He's not ashamed to call me brother. I don't know why. He's cheerful. Sometimes good means great or considerable. He's a considerable shepherd. Elegant. Elegant shepherd. Polite. He has good breeding. On His Father's side. Companionable. He's brave. The family just got that movie out the other night, Courageous. I'll go ahead and tell you, the good shepherd's courageous. He's courageous. He's calm. He's not. That's what good means. He's not irritable. He's kind. He's friendly. He's humane. He has a good heart or a good disposition. Wise. I'm talking about the good shepherd of the past. Chapter 22. Well, chapter 23. See, he's not just... Well, wait a minute. Not chapter 23. He's not just the good shepherd. He's the great shepherd. He's the great shepherd. I think that's going to be in Hebrews 13. He's not just good. He's great. He's great. Verse 20. Hebrews 13:20. Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. He's not just good. He's great. He's great. Great means large. Go ahead and tell you he's big. He's big. Great means beyond what is usual. We're not dealing with the ordinary shepherd here.
Right.
He's the good shepherd. He's the great shepherd. The great shepherd of us. Sometimes great means important. You know he's important. The shepherd's important. Sometimes it means principal. He's the main shepherd. Sometimes it means wonderful. That's one of his names. The great shepherd of the present is wonderful. That's his name. Admirable. Sometimes it means possessing large or strong powers. Sometimes it means distinguished or elevated. See, the great shepherd of the present is distinguished and elevated. Sometimes it means magnanimous. How's that for a word? I might start throwing that around every once in a while. Just toss it out there. Say, man, he's magnanimous. He's not just a good shepherd, not just a great shepherd. He's a magnanimous, magnanimous shepherd. Magnanimous. He's rich. He's magnificent. He's vast. He's noble. He's superior. I'm talking about the great shepherd of the present. Let's look at that in Psalm 23. How about the Lord is? Present tense. The great shepherd of the present. The Lord is my shepherd. I hope he's yours this morning. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Present tense, great shepherd, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely in goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Did you see him come in? Did you look behind you when you come in? Goodness and mercy followed you all the way in here. They're going to follow you out the door. Goodness and mercy going to follow you out the door this morning, all the way home, because of the great shepherd. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I'm talking about right now, the great shepherd of the present. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Forever. Why, it's not all. That's not all. The chief shepherd, I think he's over there in 1 Peter 5.
Yeah.
He's not just a good shepherd. He's not just great.
Yeah.
But he's the chief shepherd. 1 Peter 5:4. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, he's still coming.
Yeah.
He shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Chief means the highest. See, there is no other. No wonder he's the highest. He's the only one.
Right.
He's the highest. Most distinguished, the chief shepherd of the future. Most important, most valuable. He's first. But he's not just first. He's second. And he's third. And he's fourth. He's fifth. He's sixth. He's seventh. He's in number eight. He's ninth. And he's everything. Oh, Jesus is to me my everything. And I bless the day. He's the most dear. He's the chief. Sometimes it means commander. Sometimes it means head of the army. Are you in the army? Sometimes it means general. Principal person of a tribe or family or congregation or flock. He's the principal one. He's here this morning. He is the chief shepherd of the future, Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's, the big Lord's, capital Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, the righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is a generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. For the King of glory, the chief shepherd, shall come in. Who is this capital King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. For the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? He's the Lord of hosts. He's the King of glory. Verily, verily, the good shepherd. Selah. Think about that a while. Just think about that a while. John 10. John 10. We're on 15 now. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. That was the good shepherd in the past, verily, verily, and the great shepherd of the present, and the chief shepherd of the future. Let's check it out in John 1:29. We see the shepherd, the New Testament shepherd, giving his life for the sheep. John 1:29, the next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of Rick, the sin of the world. 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever can get in this morning, you can get in, you can be in the family, you can be in the army, starting right now, starting today. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth, pick something even the youngins downstairs can do, they can believe, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's from the Good Shepherd, 15:13. Again, we might call him back up here again. Put Briley, Stan Briley up here again. Brother Shane right there. She just bailed right off. She believed the Father was able. She trusted him. She relied on him. She depended on him. And he did it. And he did it. Your Father will too. He'll do it too. John 15:13. That whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. We're talking about the good shepherd. Verily, verily, the good shepherd. The great shepherd, the chief shepherd. Romans 5:8. For God commandeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners. That's when it happened to me. That's when he passed by my way. Jesus passed by. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. A famous actor one time was asked by the pastor, he said, would you quote the 23rd Psalm for us? And he said, yes sir, I will if you will. And the actor quoted the psalm, word perfect, and got a lot of applause. The pastor, he got up at his turn, he quoted it. He got a lot of tears. The actor said, I know the psalm. He knows the shepherd. You know him this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for writing it down. Thank you that you're the good shepherd. You're the great shepherd. You're the chief shepherd. You take care of us, past, present, future. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.